From Spark and Anvil and Ethos Forge, this is Contract, in Chapter 1 of the Ethos Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Contract is a beaver, and he is always drawing a table. Not a table with legs, a table of fair rules, with rows and columns, chalked up at the front of the room. The rows are for rules people are thinking about. The columns are for each person the rule would affect. Then Contract fills in the little boxes, one careful question at a time. Would this person agree to this rule? Where every box says yes, the rule is fair, and everyone can follow it. Where even one box says no, Contract taps his chalk and asks, "Can we change the rule so this person could agree too?" What could we all agree to? That's fair, he says. The drawing is the real work.
Contract learned to draw his table after a very unfair afternoon. When I was young, my dam building crew made a rule, he tells the class. Whoever's biggest picks the best spot. The big beavers loved it. They voted yes fast. He shakes his head. But there was one small beaver who always got the worst, coldest spot, every time, and nobody asked her. One day, Contract stopped and thought, if I were the small beaver, would I agree to this rule? The answer was obviously no. She could reasonably say no. The rule was stacked against her. So he drew his first table, a box for every single beaver, and they changed the rule together until even the smallest one could accept it. When that last box finally turned to yes, something in me just settled, he says, a warm, quiet satisfaction in his voice, like a puzzle piece clicking into place. That's my whole way of thinking. Don't ask what does the biggest voice want. Ask what rule could everyone here reasonably agree to, especially the one it treats worst.
In his classroom, Contract chalks up his fair rules table and turns to the students. I am Contract, he says. My way of thinking weighs what we could all agree to. Not the best outcome, not one big rule from above, not just character or just relationships, but the rules everyone affected could accept as fair. He names his strength. My way is strong because no one gets to be automatically ignored. It makes you look hardest at the person a rule would treat worst and ask, could they honestly accept this? That's a fair, almost democratic idea. The rules come from what reasonable people could agree to, not from whoever's loudest. Then, honestly, the weak spots. But who counts as everyone affected? Kids not born yet? Strangers far away? Animals? The whole forest? That's genuinely hard to decide. He taps the chalk. And sometimes no rule seems okay to everyone, and life asks for an imperfect compromise. Even what's reasonable to reject is something reasonable people argue about. My central test is trickier to use than it sounds. Four empty chairs wait beside the table. My friends weigh differently. Here all five.
Let's try one, Contract says. Your class gets 1 hour in the gym each week. Some kids want basketball. Some want a quiet corner to read. Some can't run much at all. What's the fair rule? He starts drawing. A column for the basketball kids. A column for the readers. A column for the kid who can't run. Now, one rule at a time. Basketball for the whole hour. Could the reader agree? Could the kid who can't run agree? He checks the boxes. Two say no. So that rule needs work. He tries another. Split the gym. A loud half and a quiet half, with a game everyone can join for part of the time. Box by box, the no's turn to yes. A student asks, but what about the kid who's absent today and didn't get a say? Oh, you found it, Contract says, delighted rather than defensive. Deciding who gets a box, that's the hardest part of my whole way. You'd want to keep a column open for them too.
So is my way the right way? Contract asks. Then answers, that is for you to decide. My way takes everyone's view seriously, especially the person a rule treats worst. But it struggles with who counts as everyone and with hard cases where no rule fits all. He nods to the empty chairs. Consequence, duty, virtue, care weigh differently. Listen to all five of us. Weigh the strengths and the tricky bits. I draw, you decide. That's the deal. He sets down his chalk and looks at the finished table, every box a yes. Handing the real choice over to the students doesn't worry him one bit. It gives him that same settled, fair warmth, a quiet gladness, like a last puzzle piece clicking gently into place, the good feeling of a rule everyone at the table could truly call their own.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to contract. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.